Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're listening to 657 AM. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and this is Heart to Heart with you. Up until 3 o'clock, gave you the sounds of Dogs are Deer Worship, and the song is Secure. In Him we are secure. He's everything to us, and that's why Paul says in Him we live, we move, and have a being. Outside of Him we can't breathe. He is like our water, and we are like fish in Him. We depend 100% on Him. Outside of Him we die. Outside of Him, we die. And yes, my family, I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we say goodbye. And Germany Johannes comes in with something else. At this moment, I am joined by my queen, Dr. Eva Siobi. She's on the other line, ma. Hopefully, we are closing. Amen. We are closing the discussion, because next month we are tackling something else. Yes.
Next.
No, how are
next
you?
Next month is another month.
Yes.
No, the Lord is keeping us, and we really are grateful to His mercy, for His mercy and His goodness, really. Yeah, I was just thinking, Guti, without Him and His mercy, especially mercy, we can't make it, because none of us qualify for anything, anything in His kingdom. That's His mercy. We really appreciate and are grateful for that.
His mercies that are enduring forever. are really grateful.
Yes, His mercy. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I was reading a scripture where He says to David, when He makes a covenant with David, He says, to your son, my message will never go away from him like it did with Saul, you know? So King Solomon enjoyed the mercies of God throughout. You know, he had no walls, he had nobody fighting him.
He had
all
peace.
His kingdom, which was peace.
Yes.
That was serious God's mercy upon him.
You know, earlier on with Pastor Elijah Masubilele, we end up focusing on parents, and it was not the intention. We wanted to get to the children. Well, we realized being a parent is not an easy task. You're not given a book, but the Bible is the book. Sometimes we do forget that the Bible is. And so today, Mina Nawema, I don't want us to miss that opportunity. And then we talk about God's mercies, and at the end, we never go to. But God's mercies are the ones that keep us. And I love what the Lord says. He says He is the one who gives us He gives us what? Not the power, but He says He keeps us from faltering, from falling, from sinning.
Yes.
It's the mercy that you're talking about that keeps us.
Yes.
And now David goes to the Lord and says, how can a man stay pure? Only by living in the word of God and walking in its truth.
Amen.
So we are looking at that how can we stay pure? How can we live a righteous life? How can we live a Christian life? Hey, sometimes the world will trap us, circumstances and situations, and they will tell you, ah, amen, bona, we are paisa. Come this side. There's an easy way. And the Bible says, there's a way that looks good, but the end of it is death.
Absolutely. And so the Lord encourages us to say we should just trust in Him. He says we should trust in Him. We should not, you know, in Psalm 37, He says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither all as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. You know, when He says dwell in the land, it's like He says, dwell within the parameters of my mercy, of my goodness. keep yourself in that particular space.
Mm.
Don't wander away. You know, with God is about dwelling. Nesbongile, he says even in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the
Most High shall abide.
And Jesus, yes. And Jesus also in John 15, he says, I am the true vine.
Mm.
And you are the branches. You must abide, you know. So it's about dwelling. It's about where do you dwell? Are you planted? There's no, one of my favorite psalms is that Psalm 92, which tells about those who are planted in the house of the Lord. It's all about stability. It's all about being rooted in the house of God, dwelling in his presence, finding yourself not wandering about, but be seriously rooted, planted.
Mm.
It says in Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. So it is possible to live a Christian life. You can flourish. And it says you will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You know, so it's not just, is it only possible? You can actually flourish in the house of God. But what is the most important thing is, are you planted? Are you dwelling? Are you abiding? Yeah? Because when you abide in the planted, the Bible says, you shall even bear fruit in your old age. So you shall never wither. Whether the storms are there, whether there is a dry season, famine is there, you shall never wither because you are planted. It's all about dwelling. Where are you dwelling?
One of the questions that came last time after we said goodbye, and it came from a family member who contacted me, and I remembered the scripture quickly, that when David says, by living in the word of God and walking in its truth. And when he continues, he says, I consider your word to be my greatest treasure, and I treasure it in my heart to keep me from committing sin, treason against you. This is David, who treasured the word of God, the greatest treasure above all things. I love saying to the family of Radio Pulpit that he is his word. So he's our great treasure. But now a family member asked the question that led me to this. We were talking about it. Then I was led to the scripture. But the family member says, I find it very hard to study the word on my own. I find it very hard, and I find it boring. It's like I don't know what I am doing. And that, I believe, affects how I view my Christian life, and which now becomes tough at times. So what do we say to somebody who says, I'm struggling to study the Bible?
One thing, just pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because we, as I said, even in our last episode, that there is no way we can live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. You know, flesh and blood can never inherit the kingdom of God. It is the Holy Spirit who helps us. That's why Jesus says he is our helper.
Mm.
He is our standby. He's the one who helps us know how to read the word. He's the one who reveals the very word to us. He's the one who gives us the inspiration even to read the word of God. He's the one who is going to inspire you to study, to sit down, take a pen and a paper and study, you know, analyze, refer onto your concordance or refer to another Bible, different versions of the Bible. And so on. All that is being led by the Holy Spirit. We need it. So if that family member was on the line, I was going to pray for her, because sometimes you need somebody to boost you with prayer, you know, to say, Lord, can you fill him or fill her? with your Holy Spirit. Let them be filled with the Spirit of the living God. That's what Ephesians 5:15 says, that the times are so evil.
Mm.
We live in very difficult times where there is so much happening. Everything is vying for our attention. There is this cropping up also. There are stresses. There are needs which crop up. We have responsibilities. Maybe you are a single parent. You need to do so much by yourself. All that which you are able, how are you going to balance your life and at the end of the day, serve in the house of the Lord, study the word. All those are voluntary. You know, going to work is mandatory. But when it comes to the things of God, they need your personal sacrifice. They need your personal decision and choice to do. So who's going to help you? The Holy Spirit. Mm. He's our helper. Mm. He is the one who will talk to you, who will remind you even to say, hey, time to go and pray. Hey, it's time now to go and read the word. It's time, don't you think you should share a word with this person who's seated next to you in the taxi? That's the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, to say that for those who are led by the Holy Spirit, are what? As sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we can live a Christian life without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is actually the one who validates our sonship in Christ, our relationship with the Lord, and even he's the one who says, indeed, God is there, salvation is there, Jesus is alive.
Mm.
He's the Holy Spirit. He's our witness. You know, he's the inner witness in us who says, truly, you are the child of, you are
yes.
a child of God. The circumstances can want to oppose that and say, no, you are not. But when the Holy Spirit is there within you, he is the one who will affirm and confirm in your heart that indeed you are the child of God. Let's give a scripture for
okay.
that. For if the family member is there, in Romans chapter 8, verse 13, right? From verse 13 to 17. For if you live, oh, you thought you are escaping from reading. Okay. Let me read.
You can read well.
You've only been my reader and you read well.
Let me
read this time, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
Mm.
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
Mm.
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the answer. And just to encourage that family member who was feeling bored and not knowing what to do with themselves when they want to read the word. But I hope by the end of our program, we'll pray for them. That, Lord, may you fill us with the Holy Spirit. Because Paul says, whatever we do, may we be always filled by the Holy Spirit.
And I remember that last week another family member had a challenge of praying because, yeah, they can't just pray.
Yeah.
They can't pray.
Yeah. It is the same thing, you know, to pray. Every aspect, just the lifestyle of being a Christian, is possible, and it is only possible by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
That's why Jesus said to his disciples, it is for your benefit that I go.
Mm.
You know, because if we don't have the Holy Spirit, he knows there's no way we're going to make it. They also would never make it. To encourage that family member, look at how Peter And the disciples were like, before they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
They were seated there fearful after Jesus was arrested, crucified, he died, and they were not even sure about, they were not even remembering that he said he's going to resurrect. It was just a shock. They were just as shocked as anybody else. Mm. Like, wow, he's alive.
Mm.
But they were told Thomas, they found it hard even to believe that, you mean he is? But after the Holy Spirit came, the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, what happened? Peter just became so bold. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, even to witness to somebody and tell them about Christ, it's
all
not a natural thing. It takes the Spirit of the living God to help us to do that.
All right. Another family member said, Swangile, I left the kingdom, I backslided, and now it's very hard for me because I misled others whilst I was backslidden. How do I correct that?
Okay. All right. You know, I am so grateful for this one child of God. He is still a sheep in Christ's flock because Jesus never gives up on us. So I'd like to tell you, my brother or sister, that Jesus has never given up on you. That's why now you are at the space of repentance, because he loves you. And just by hearing you say what you have said on that WhatsApp note, let me say to you, heaven is rejoicing. Never feel guilty, never feel condemned, because the only way we come to Christ, Jesus said, we cannot do it on our own, unless it's the Spirit of the Lord does it.
Mm.
So that you are still remembering who you were before, be joyful, rejoice. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and he's the one who is now reconciling you to God, okay? Number two, I would like to say to you, you did mislead others. It's okay. You are saying it. It's like you're confessing it in public. And I, Ms. Bongile, as God's children, and me as an elder, I want to pronounce to you that God has forgiven you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what James says in James chapter 5. But if you confess our sins, if there's an elder and your sins are forgiven, and even whatever unrighteous acts which you have done, God has forgiven and he washes away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just as you are listening now at the sound of my voice, receive the cleansing grace of God. Maybe that's why we started by talking about mercy. That is mercy. Yes, mercy is now reconciling you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you should know is, number three, with the joy which you are going to be restored. You know, Paul, David, when he was restored after he sinned, he said, restore unto me
the joy of your salvation.
Mm. Yeah. So receive that joy, Darazekaya. Receive it and be joyful. And that joy is going to cause you to go and tell the others, those God will bring to you. You know, maybe you'll meet somebody, your friend at a shop, somebody in a taxi rank. If you're traveling in a taxi or you meet them in town or wherever, you will tell them that, hey, listen here. You know, this Christ is real and is alive. And look at me. I'm so joyful. All the burden I had, all the baggage I had is gone. And now I'd love to urge you to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you're going to do it. God has given us life, and God always gives us another chance. We can mess up, and all of us have messed up here and there. However, because of his mercy and grace, here we are. So you too, the Lord is going to use you to bring so many into the fold. You know, Satan thought that he's using you, but God is the one who says whatever Satan meant for bad, God is going to turn for good.
Right.
Okay? So you're not cursed, you're blessed, and we are blessing you, and we rejoice with you. you can call one day and say, hey, look at what the Lord has done.
Amen. Yeah, amen to that. And also, Ma, I think sometimes we why not carry others' burdens? Because we were there and they saw us doing this, but now we are changed. We are new. A new heart has been born. Yeah. So you want to change them. And that is God's work. You just, you testify through your actions, through your words, and you allow God.
Yeah, all what we do is what Paul says, plant a seed. Plant a seed in people's lives.
Mm.
God is going to nurture that seed. He'll send somebody to water it, and he'll grow it, and it will become fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So we are seed planters.
Amen to
you know,
that.
Somebody said, when you judge a day, don't judge the day by the harvest you had, but judge the day by the seeds that you've planted.
Okay. I wanted us to take a break. But now a family member is calling. Let's take a family member on the line first, and then we will take a break. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Gikona, Pavunkosi, welcome.
Amen. Mama, how are you doing? I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Yes, Mamusi Obi, angazi mhlawumbe giya ngesiphiwo or giya ngokuthi uphiwe umuntu angazi. Ngoba yazi uma ubeka izwi ngilizwisisa kangcono. Hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe ngicabanya ngizwisisa kangcono.
Yeah.
Mara wena lifika ngaphakathi.
Ah, yes.
Amen.
Hayi ukuthi abanye ngizwisise. Hazi sisibongile siyafuna ukuphila impilo yobuKristu kepha siphile sisenyameni.
Mhm.
Ena akukoneki. Labona lo dadhe othe yena uma funda iBhayibheli.
Mhm.
Uzwa nje akhathala.
Mhm.
Hayi angazi blame.
Yeah.
Angazi blame ukuthi why akhathala. La kuNkulunkulu siba amaswane.
Mm.
Then si traine lokuhamba ngamadolo.
Mm.
Si traine ukusukuma, si traine ukutotoba ngeenyawo, size sime sibe strong.
Mm.
Akangathi uma yena ezwa ngathi uyaboreka bese uya give up.
Yeah.
Akaqhubeka alifunde leBhayibheli. Sonke sakho masicala awuzulala ulize liwe la ezinyaweni zakho.
It was boring.
It was boring. Kepha ngokunceda umoya engcwele.
Yeah.
Sakhula. Sakhula sagcine sozwa ulilambele leBhayibheli.
Eish.
Ningasakubhori. Wena self uzwe ulilambele, uzwe ukuthi kukhona into esodayo ungalifundayo.
Yeah.
Bephasiqalanga lapho.
Yeah. It's a journey. Yes.
It's a journey. Akakhuthale yena alifunda aqhubeke nalo.
All righty then.
Uzobona. And then Romans 8 ngimthanda kakhulu.
Mhm.
Ya, ngimthanda kakhulu. Ngizocela ukufundele uverse 1 and 2.
Romans 8 verse 1 and 2 is the same scripture Mama spoke about, but we are on 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen. sithi sibongile kufanele sirelocate. Uma sowamukele uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi, kufanele sirelocate from the world of darkness to the world of light.
Yebo.
Sinokufuna ukuphila impilo yobuKristu sise
double standards.
That world of darkness.
Yeah, double lives.
Yebo.
Yeah.
Fanele sirelocate sisuke la ku world of darkness. Singene ku world of light. Then inapho sizosho ngesibindi khona ngobe sigcina sizikhonde emathina.
Eish.
Isla nkulunkulu there's no condemnation. But ugcina uzikhonde ema wena.
All right. Thank you so much, Babunkosi. That is so awesome. Babunkosi is talking to and addressing the two questions that were on the table. The first one being a person who struggles to study the word, and he says it's not easy. It was not easy for us too, but you do it until you cannot live without it. I was thinking about water. There are people, doctors said you need to drink water. That's all you need to do. Just go home and drink water. And the people, they didn't like water. They hated water. It was boring, but they started one sip at a time, and now they can't do without water. I remember somebody saying, if I didn't drink my water, I feel like sore and sore and sore and sore. So he says, continue. If you're one who feels like that as well and you tuned in, continue to drink the water, which is the word. Continue to study the word. He says, when we started, one would fall asleep and the Bible would even fall and hit their feet. But this time around, they're the ones who are running after the word. So keep doing it until it is part of you. And he says to the one who's struggling, who's came back, there's now no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The one who says I backslided, but now I want to correct, and says there's now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Once you are in Christ, you have to pursue the Christian-like life, the righteous life. You have to pursue Christ and to desire to be more like Him. You cannot be in Him and also want that which is of the world. Because when you go to the world, you will feel condemned. When you do what the world says, but you are in Christ, then you will feel condemned. We condemning ourselves. Come and seek and chase after the Lord. Seek after the Lord. Be thirsty for the Lord. I think it's time to be thirsty, Nima. Thirsty for Christ.
Yeah. Yes,
all right.
Yes,
before we take a break, Nicoline Khadebe says, "Hi, Spongile and Mama. Last week I was fasting and praying. You guys spoke, and I just felt it in my heart that Jesus was answering me through you. I just want to thank you, ladies. My God, may God continue to use you. Ah, we thank God. Mama, we thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory to Jesus.
Mama,
yes,
we thank God for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. And then when we come back, Mama, we don't have much time. There's one last question that I will ask from a family member. It's all about hearing the voice of God, because we keep saying you need the Lord Holy Spirit. You need the Lord Holy Spirit. He will guide you. And a family member says, I don't know how to differentiate my voice from his and other voices that are there. So if we can learn and know how to do that, and then pray for the body of Christ. But let's take a break and take our very own Mpoputini. You are worthy. And we're coming back.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ina le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're just about to say goodbye with Mama. We left with 13 minutes. Actually, we left with 10 minutes with Mama. Dr. Ibasio, we're right here on Heart to Heart. And we'll be saying hello to Dwemini Johan Els on something else at 3. He'll continue with you on Spectrum. But right now, just concluding on responding to that question, is it possible, is it hard to live a Christian life? Now, Ma, before we went to Mpo Putini's song, You Are Worthy, before we took that song, I gave you the last question from a family member who was asking about hearing God, because there are so many voices, and now she wants, actually it was a he wants to know how we hear God and differentiate God from his own voice and all the other voices. And I was reminded that in the world, when you say, and God said to me, people, like their eyes pop out like, Kanjani, God talk to you. And he does talk to us. But it's so awesome to see somebody hungry to even and also desiring to know God's voice. How do we hear God's voice, Ma? In just a minute.
Yeah, the God's voice you hear in the inner man, mm. And how you know that it is God's voice and not you? Usually, it is accompanied by peace. Ne?
Okay.
In Colossians chapter 3:15, it says, "Let the peace of God be the one which is going to rule in your heart. He is the one that is still the same Holy Spirit whose fruit is peace." So that peace, the inner peace, when you think about that matter, when you meditate on that voice, when you bring it up, there's always even joy. You know, the word, when it is of God, there is that peace, there is that joy, there is a confidence, there's a sense of confidence which says, yeah, you know what, I don't understand, I'm not sure, but there's something which says, this is it.
Mm.
Yeah, there is that if the word of God on its own has got his own inner witness. Yeah? And that's what the book of Psalm 119 says, that the entrance of your word is light.
Mm.
You know, there are these, I don't want us to depend on feelings, but it does also touch on our feelings. You know, you have got a sensation of assurance. There is the joy. There is the peace, especially the peace which says, this is it. The peace that surpasses all understanding.
Mm.
It becomes one of the major assurance in your heart that I must be hearing from the Lord. Mm. And then the third thing is the word of God, when it is him speaking, it mm. will be confirmed by his word.
Mm.
You hear something in your mind, and God, the way he is so faithful to us, you will wake up with a certain thought and you think, that is me. And God knows that you might be having those doubts. What is he going to do? Send somebody, okay. Or a phone call,
mm-hmm.
or someone just sends a WhatsApp, or you just tune into a station, a radio station, especially like Radio Pulpit. Just that sentence again is repeated, and you say, this can be a coincidence, because I was thinking exactly what Umam Sibongile is saying. So, you know, God is able to help us even in our doubts and confusion. He's
okay.
able to bring it clearer and make it clearer. Yes,
all right. Yeah. Sure, Ma. Time is up. Yeah. Time is up. Up, 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 up. I love you, Ma. But we.
Yeah. Can I say before we run to that member or anyone of us who really wants to be clear on God's things, fasting and prayer, like Lomza Lani, who was fasting last week, is key. Yeah.
Okay.
When you feel confused, when you feel down, when you feel fast and pray, seek God's presence, read the word. Spend time in his presence and you will hear
all right
goodness
and shine in your heart. Hey, I'm sorry. Pastor Lucas Nkosi is greeting us and he is saying it's been some time without you now. Greetings, Sisbongile and Radio Pulpit family. You were missed, Mama. And I'm going to say it's my everything. It's on me. It's not Mom. So yeah, she's back. And Sis Tulumutsepe, hello to you also. Thank you so much for talking to us. And family, if you'd like to be in contact with Mama, you can send her a WhatsApp on 082-575-6278. It's 082-575-6278. I'm going to allow Mama to just pray for the body of Christ at this moment in time. And family, the next voice that you will hear is from Germany Johan Els on something else. And we say hello to Germany Johan Els. You and I are meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning up until 11. Mama, we love you. Thank you for loving us so much, for praying for us, and for even guiding us. I was talking to Mama earlier about passing on of the baton, and Mama is doing exactly that, slowly but surely. And may we grab as much as we can, because we need to continue running with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ma, can you pray?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful for the time we had together as family. And we thank you that, Lord, you love us. You're a God of mercy, a God of compassion. You never condemn us. You never desire, Father, to see us being accused by anything. And even Satan, when he accuses us, you rebuke him, because, Lord, you are a God who paid the price on Calvary. I want to pray for those, Father, who have backslidden for a time or a season. Lord, I speak life into them. I speak your forgiveness upon them. And I speak restoration, Father. Let them know that you are a God who loves us and you will never give up on us, because our relationship with you is a covenant relationship. Father, we say thank you, giving you praise, honor, and glory, that, Lord, you'll help those who are tired, you'll help those, Father, who are growing up in all our weaknesses. You said, let the weak say, I am strong, because in Christ Jesus, we are strong. I want to declare to all of us that, Father, you said in Isaiah 41, verse 10, that we should not fear nor be dismayed, because the Lord our God is with us, and he will help us, he will sustain us with his righteous right hand. So let us be encouraged. Let us, Father, continue to run the race. Let us know, yes, because of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to run the race of being a Christian all the time and be victorious and flourish in the house of the Lord as we keep on growing and abiding in Christ, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. God bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you be glorified both now and forevermore. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Love you, Ma. Bye bye.
God bless you all. Love you. God bless now, we bongi. Bye.
Bye. We're going to leave you with the sounds of Bongi and Colin, and with those, we're saying hello to Germany, Johan Els. Be lifted. After such a message, after such powerful ministry from Mama, be lifted. Be lifted in your spirit, in all that you are. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.